Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 133, and it's going to be the usual ragtag mix of bollocks and a few tangents, and it's a Christmas one, so I don't know, I make this sound much more professional than it is, but if you want to wait, as this is a Christmas one, to listen to it, but I'm talking to about 10 people, so as if it matters, I would like to say we've got a bit more professional tonight, hence that I've just fucked up my part of it, that Kieran Red is helping out. And he didn't want a claim, but he's making the sound a lot better than the usual shit. So if you suddenly go, that sounds a hell of a lot better, that has nothing to do with us whatsoever. It's actually someone who knows what he's doing. So we're going to cover lots. We're going to do a couple of quizzes. It feels like lockdown again. Hang on, we are actually about to enter a lockdown. It's all got a familiar feeling. I have a broken man sobbing in a corner feeling that, like, we'll get to Wolves at home, or get to Burnley. I tell you what, because I've got a hell on earth feeling that Burnley midweek should never be allowed ever again. I know we won during behind closed doors, but the 2-0 defeat scarred me. The 2-2 draw scarred me. So we'll get to Burnley and it'll be a horrific game, and then Boris will go, don't go to games, go to games, don't go to games, go to games, and then we'll be fucked. I was going to say we don't really need to talk about the football at the moment, but we will. But I will say, when I know Ralphie's revolution, I'm still wary. I still think we're going to have a hiccup. If we get, we should get 9, but we should get 7 points in the next 3. If we get that, then I'll suddenly think, okay, I'm happy with that. But I keep thinking there's a hiccup along the way because of these players. And the point I was trying to make, I always refer back, Your Honour, to the podcast before last, is we're not 14 points, we're 11 points off the top. It shouldn't be the attitude for me that we're going, we're only 3 points off fourth. We're 11 points off top. Ralphie, earn your keep, say be 6 points by New Year's Day. And then we're talking, and I know we're not going to win the league, but I hate the attitude that we're fourth. When Tom, it was cold, everyone who's bought the maglet, we've had a beltingly bad week with the new mag, and I'm sorry, one of them, we're going to do best and worst of the year, and I hate having to appeal. I wish I didn't have to, but that's what Red News has always been. You have to sort of demean yourself, but I think it's a great read. So it was hard with me and Nathan, while Nick sent us lovely pictures, because he was an exec tosser on a freebie, sending us pictures of his food. Thanks, Nick. That's really going to fucking cheer us up as we're freezing our bollocks off and people walk past. The only thing, I hope when you got in for your exec meal, that there were about 50 people, I think, filming it. And it made me a bit worried that they were filming it professionally, going Sue at about 5:45 or 6 o'clock, all on the forecourt. Sue. And it had an air of like, this is for a commercial or something. And I thought, if Nick is going in on his Freemans, this, I hope he's seeing this. But freezing, when Tom Heaton came on, and I know it was great seeing the kids come on, but when Tom Heaton came on, I said, when did this become a testimonial? Fucking hell. Right, but I'm not going to. So I'm going to go, hello, Coggy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I actually enjoyed Tom Heaton coming on. I thought it was nice. A nice gesture by Ralph.
But we're not a fucking testimonial club. If he wants to play,
I think Tom Heaton will go in January possibly, and he's, you know, wanted to play for United. Give him a game, no other opportunity. I'm a bit concerned about this Ralphie revolution. I mean, I think you're getting a bit carried away there.
No, I'm not. I'm wary. I think we'll be up shit creek without a paddle. And like, he's talked to himself, the consultant. I'm not dissing him. He's talking the right. He's making the right noises. I really hope. But I just think I've got Keane's words echoing, these players threw one man, two men under a bus, and they'll do exactly the same. And I'm just sad that Anthony Martial has said he needs to play, you know. I just feel in a really gutted position about that. Who starts on that one? Go on, Coggy.
Really?
I laughed, like, I did, you know, the joke. He wants to play. I think you have been a few times, haven't you? What the fuck do you call that?
I just think it's posturing by his agent. His agent knows that he's not going to fit into the Ralphie setup. He'll go in January anyway, and I just think he wants to get in there first. Anthony's not happy because he's not playing.
I've got an early hate from after the game because Nathan was going to come out, and I'll say the trams, and it made me laugh as it was soaked. I did leave the game a little bit early because I was just broken with Tom Heaton. No, but great seeing the it was great seeing the kids, but I waited at the tram and it said it will be busy tonight, so pay, you know, attention. While it came up, the next tram at the end of the game is 20 minutes away. I thought that is really planning for a football match going on. And it was so cold, I checked my Instagram and there was a private message saying, do you masturbate online? And I thought, I'm almost going to reply to the spam. I'm so low at the moment. Hello, Nick.
That's beyond low, that, isn't it?
I could lose. Imagine losing all your bank account.
That is really beyond low. Do you know, I'm pretty pleased, obviously, with the Martial news. Obviously, I did read the quote, and there was only one line in there from his agent that came out. But I was thinking, I mean, I agree with you, yeah, but we probably know he's not going to fit in the scheme. Maybe he doesn't know. But I do find it a little bit weird in a way, because I do feel like the manager's only been there for, what, a week? And already he already knows that he doesn't want to be part of this scheme. So is that a case of maybe major changes in training, that he doesn't like what he's doing, or is he just fed up in general? I don't know, but I just thought maybe there was something in that to think. Maybe there has been a bit of a change this week. There has been a bit of an uptake in intensity. And he thinks, do you know what? I don't like it. And if that's the case for it, then that's a great sign. That's a really positive sign. So if you want to kick this off on a positive note, not just in fucking off, but if that's something that's going on in training as well that's made him think, hang on a minute, this isn't how I want to play football, then great, that can only spread, because it'll spread to the likes of Pogba as well, you know, those kind of players that we're all on the fence about. So maybe there'll be more to follow. So that's a nice positive show.
Well, if they all go in January, then we are seeing, you know, just maybe he might be fed up.
I do worry though, if he goes in January, for 5 years. Yeah, but if they go in January, who comes in January? If you've got an interim manager and we've got no cash to spend, you look at Ole when he was interim manager, they didn't give him any money. Why would they do the same with Ranić? I would be a little bit wary. I would like to see Trippier brought in. I think that could still be a realistic sign. And I know they're top of the league and they might run away with it. But if he's had 10 games already, he'll still get his medal. If he does want that move, then now's a good time for him. And I think that could be a realistic transfer maybe in January. Well, that's the thing. It's like, if there's going to be this mass exodus, it's like Pogba's not going to leave in January. There's no point, you know, if he can try and get a payday from before his contract runs out, maybe. But I do think that if Martial goes, it's like, well, one or two maybe might other go. But I don't think we're going to see mass departures in January, are we, really?
Will Pogba be back from his Dubai, what do we call it?
I think he will. Rehab? He looks like he's spoken to Ranić today, hasn't he? So I'd imagine that he probably...
Oh, he's spoken to the manager that pays his wages. Ah, well,
that's nice, isn't it? Well, he probably will be back, won't he? You know, he's just one of those players that just hates playing in cold weather, doesn't he? It's like he just doesn't show up. Always seems to be injured in the winter, and he'll show up as suddenly when the weather starts to turn a little bit in the spring, and everyone will think, oh, what a footballer he is, and he'll get his dream move to PSG or Real Madrid or whatever he wants.
Maybe he could sell for 10 minutes for the charity. Ask him, do you want to do a cold day? How was the exec bit, Nick?
Do you know what? It was really good. I couldn't fault it. I know, but you know, obviously it was a freebie through work. One of our clients took us out for it, and I thought, well, I'm going to the game anyway. I thought, might as well get a free bar and some free food out of it. And we were in the Red Cafe, and it was great. We had Alex Stepney, Jimmy Greenough. We got a quick interview with Jimmy Greenough for one of the podcasts.
The next one, when it's
finished, but. Had a nice chat with him. It was good, you know. I mean, the food was all right, but the free bar was great. It was cold, obviously, so we got on the red wine. The padded seat was only 10 seats behind Nathan. It's just mental.
They said it this bit out. If Kieran's worth his keep, let's fucking... I say it was so quiet, I actually got reception for the whole game. That says how fucking... So, Nathan, how are you, mate?
Well, I was going to say before that probably the reason that Martial wants to leave is Alanga's played two games. You know, he came on in the first one and started in the second one. I don't know if Martial's... Is he injured? I don't even care anymore. But, you know, it's like... But do you know what I mean? Like, he's going to youth. And if you're Martial, you just know that you're not going to get a game, do you? So, you know...
Yeah. I'm fully on board with... I am really fully on board. I mean, almost like started to look at fucking ways of getting there with Nick Scabby fucking in a ditch on a park bench. We've scabbed the Champions League in Russia, Reds. Properly on board. I couldn't think that would... But the disconcerting thing isn't Ralphie, but it's just when sometimes you think, no, there's kids coming through, but this squad has so many fucking players who should still be binned that it's enough to stink the place out. But let's prove, you know, by the time we do the next one, we're not. Yeah. Right, if we've got points, seven, if we've got less than that, then I would say, uh-oh. But I'm not going to be, you know, we're all on board. We're going to, right. I will say we're going to do some quizzes, but first major, main plug. Everyone who's given, like Nick got Greenoff and Stepney signed, that got 65 quid. We're now on £1,300, all of it going to Manchester Mine. They do great work, like they've been emailing what they do, and over Christmas, because Christmas isn't for everyone, you know, it's a tough time for as many as it is a nice time. And you've got to be mindful and look after yourself, because I think we all know that it's tough at times, especially in recent past. I know I have sometimes my issues. And I'll readily admit, as you all know, I've been on an anxiety tablet. I don't think they'll ever get off that. I don't know. We'll see. But what Manchester Mine does is a great thing. So everyone who's contributing, and lesser, much, much less than that, is please support the mag for Brighton. So it's the last big seller we've got. We're going to give 50p for him every mag sold. And if you can, you can take out a subscription and support us, really, because we you know, some content you like, some you won't, but we are the dying embers. The fanzines haven't got much long left with the way that the culture's changing. So those of us supporters. Right, now, we're going to go best and worst, and I'm going to go back to Coggy and to Shane and Coggy's later on. But me and Nick are going to do some acting here, as this is my best moment is also my worst at Watford. Have I mentioned Watford? I feel like it's fucking... Shall I go on about the Watford warm-up? But the best was obviously Albert, and we'd been singing songs every night. But we're going to go for the other best moment was Liverpool, the protest. Sky Sports News. You ready, Nick? Have you got the script?
I'm ready.
I actually taped it. You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So hope it all gets wrong now.
James Cooper is looking uneasy as the crowd is building up and things are suddenly changing, you know, that day when we had him on the fucking ropes. So James Cooper looks at the screen on Sky Sport News and he goes, "But I can tell you that the Manchester United players are here. We know that. We've seen them.
Joel Glazer stinks of piss."
A United fan walks past James Cooper. "I can also see that we've got some really, really clever people around us as well, making their feelings known in a really, really mature and grown-up sort of way." Cut. Cut to fucking back to the thing. And I thought, my moment, I don't know who it was, but Nick, you did it well. The Joel Glazer stinks of piss. Sky Sports News at around 3 p.m. That is my par moment. Right. So should we, Nick, being Nick, exec, Ponce, Oysters, blah, 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 meaning of life. What's his name? Mr. Creosote.
Mr. Creosote.
Has got a quiz soon that he's using visuals for, which is great for all the people listening, isn't it? But Coggy, come on, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I've been making stuffing today.
Is that a euphemism?
No, far from it. In fairness, I wish it was. But my stuffing was voted the best in the world last Christmas by my 4-year-old grandson. Yeah, that's what I've been doing today.
Any tips?
Don't put your hand in the food presser when it's working.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because you could cut your fingers off.
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't actually. I put a knife in and that just nearly wrecked the food presser completely. But yeah, no, I can give you my recipe, offline if you want.
Well, that's it. Anyone message Coggy? What are you going to? So, what have you decided on the gammon? Because I'm now slow cook. I slow cook it with beer.
I slow cook it with this year with marmalade.
Oh,
yeah. I either do whole grain mustard and honey together, or marmalade. So this year it'll be marmalade. And for all you who's cooking a turkey, cook it in a roasting bag. That is one of the best inventions going. It keeps it so moist.
Thanks, Delia.
And I prefer Gordon rather than Delia, Nathan. But you know,
Delia looks quite refreshed every time they show her on a game these days.
Oh, yeah. The last time I saw her the other day on telly, she'd fallen asleep.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I was trying to be. Can we? Anyone? We're going to go to Hates of the Year. Build up to it, but you can throw in a few. Like, obviously, can I just say Philip Schofield again, Strictly again, celebrity wines, like Sarah Jessica Parker has a wine. Just leave wine for the people who make wine. Why does Sarah Jessica Parker need a wine? So you throw in any minor hates before the big ones, Coggy.
Well, I mean, the name that Gwyneth Paltrow decides to name a candles, I mean, smells like my vagina. What? Have you got to edit that? I'm sorry.
I will consult with Kieran the Sandman. He doesn't know what he's letting himself in.
You know, but also on that, right, is the names they give to colours. I mean, they don't call it white or blue or pink. They come up with these elephant grey and, you know, midsummer night. I mean, what the fuck's all that about?
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. That's one of my favourite loves. I've got muted sage on my wall and it's my favourite thing.
You should be fucking muted.
Makes it muted. There we go. Can tell Coggy's on a drink, can he?
Oh, can I just say to Johnny from Wexford, who told us about this thing that you can use on Guinness. Couldn't find it anywhere in the UK, but in honour of Johnny, I am drinking Guinness tonight.
Fair play. We this podcast is so bad, we've actually turned Coggy to drink. This is how much we've broken. There was a couple of other things. You know my Jules Holland. Life was never the same when I found out that wasn't live. That was like, now, Chloe gets me my Radio Times. I've got to stick with that. And now me and Albert are going through it. That's been lovely. Circling what we're going to watch. And then I go to Hootenanny. And it's fucking Ed Sheeran. Now, sorry, people who like him, but the main guest, and I was like, looked at it and just thought, we're going to be locked down. It's not live and it's Ed Sheeran. And I just had a moment of like doom. But I'd rather be invited to a number 10 Christmas party. Can we get that? That's like fucking Ben Elton, a little bit politics. Right, Nathan, any minor hates for the man who loves everything?
Don't know. I've
you
had a.
Don't hate anything, do you?
I don't really hate anything, really.
Jose.
Well, yeah, obviously, but I don't know. Like, no, I don't hate. Don't really hate anything. But other than
I'd love to be you, but also it disturbs me as well.
No, but obviously, other than like the obvious, like the Tories and stuff. But that's just boring. I don't want to go. I don't want to go all Gary Neville, do I? You know, but I have enjoyed these little videos this week.
I haven't watched them, to be fair, like, but no, I'm not going there. But no. What can I mention Watford again? And I like Dan James. That's serious. Have I told you I like Dan James? Right. There's a tenner from me extra. We'll be topping it up along the way. I want you all to sing my song so we can get it going. Come on. Gargle. It's gegenpressing.
There's a tenner for what?
The Manchester Mind. So after three, gegenpressing.
What the words again?
In Red Army. Right, so I'm going to count down. Three, two. You too, Coggy. One.
Is it a tenor each or a tenor all?
What's the words again?
Gegenpressing Ralphie. Gegenpressing Red Army. Come on. Three, two, one. Three, two, one. Gegenpressing Ralphie. You're not singing. Gegenpressing
Red Army.
That was fucking pathetic. Well, right.
Just a minute, though. Right, the lyrics aren't particularly good, are they?
No.
So don't you blame us singers when the lyrics are shite?
Yeah, as someone said, we sang Ruud van Nistelrooy to tra-la-la-la-la. We can get away with that. Ben's trying to join, I think, hopefully can. We're going to do two quizzes, so it's get your pen and paper,
I've got a little hate of the week, actually. Just, I was offered a ticket yesterday when I for Norwich away tomorrow, and I had a look, and I would have gone, but literally, to get the train there and back, not necessarily all tomorrow, but it was over £150. But how is it justified that it's so expensive? It's ridiculous.
Well, one of my hate of the years is the kickoff times, three Mondays on a trot. Villa, Monday night, serves no purpose. Show one of the non-league teams who are going to earn a massive amount of money. Don't fuck over Reds. Three Mondays on the trot. It's kickoff times. It's the train fares. It's everything trying to destroy our fucking culture. As they then put, football without fans is nothing. And you're absolutely whopping liars, the lot of you.
That Wolves one as well.
Well, they're all of, you know, like the rational thing is Brentford are playing Watford tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair. That Friday night, that is perfectly sensible. People can get home at a reasonable time. Stop fucking with the game. But it's gone, isn't it? Dinosaurs eating it's with well, the dinosaurs eating the last leaves. But right, we've got two parts. Let's get a pen and paper. Now we're going to go to Nick's quiz. Come on.
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, is this my time to shine?
10 questions from Nick and 10 general knowledge from me.
Can you see my screen? I can't see you lot, so...
You've really got to do an Eamon Holmes here, Nick, and take over and explain to people what's going on.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, so what, God, he's got sat. Go on.
What have you got on your screen now? What does it say?
Manchester United Football Club quiz.
Red News Christmas.
I've got Tampa Bay Buccaneers Supporters Club.
That's
on the next slide, can you?
Exact no. Freebie wanker.
So,
edition.
You've all heard of play your cards right, but have you heard of play your caps right? So, today we've got Nick Barlow's play your caps right. So, enjoy the tune, enjoy the tune.
For the listeners, Nick's dancing in his kitchen at that.
I am.
For the listeners, he wouldn't sing my song and he danced to that.
I did sing your song and I danced to that as well. I've had a couple of shindigas that you bought me, so I'm on my way. Anyway, must stress before we start, I've used a play on words from Cars to Caps, as you might have already seen. But what I mean by caps is Manchester United caps. So it's not international caps. So get that out of your head, okay? It's Manchester United caps because it just had a better ring than appearances. So what we're going to start with, he's Barney's favourite footballer for Manchester United of all time, Daniel James. He's played 50 times, 50 caps for Man United. Okay, so he's going to be our start today. So it's 10 questions, higher or lower, write them down. We're going to mark.
They're not called caps. They're not called
no,
caps.
No, they're not they're called caps. So this is fundamentally wrong from the start.
Their appearances.
In fairness to Nick, he's explained this to you two. If you weren't listening, tough shit.
I did explain it. Thank you, Coggy. Thank you. Anyway, Daniel James is at 50 appearances, okay, for Manchester United, 50 caps for this game.
Well, that changes your game title, doesn't it?
What the people want to know is, question one, is that higher or lower than Manchester United legend Gary Birtles?
So we're not shouting him out, are we?
No, write him down. So Gary Birtles, yeah, is he had more or less 50 appearances than Daniel James? That's what the crowd want to know. Yeah, write it down. Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
So, do you want to say what you've got and what you've gone for? Or?
Well, I've got it because he's going to give us the answer in a minute.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Then we have to go higher.
Definitely higher.
Yeah, so you've all done it, yeah?
Higher, yeah.
Yeah? Gary Birtles had 58 appearances for Manchester United. You are correct, it is higher. That's all he had, yeah.
No, I thought near 100.
So, moving on. Manchester United legend Morgan Schneiderlin. However, what the people want to know is, did Morgan Schneiderlin have more appearances or less appearances than Gary Birtles' 58 caps for Manchester United?
Is this just in the league or in total?
I think the league appearances.
Oh,
think.
Well, yeah, like, it doesn't matter. It's
irrelevant. It does.
Of course it does.
It's irrelevant. No, they're total appearances.
You'll be on an eighth pint at this rate. It's got to be lower.
Okay, come on then. Yeah, lower.
It is lower. Morgan Schneiderlin only appeared 32 times for Manchester United. Yeah.
Coggy will be shadow boxing by question 8.
No, to be honest, I just feel sorry for anybody listening to this because speed it up.
I always do.
Question 3. So, what the people want to know is about Jesper Blomqvist. Did he play more times for Manchester United than Morgan Schneiderlin's 32 appearances?
Yes. He played more times in 99 than 32. Oh, yeah.
Well, according to my website, it was only 25 appearances.
That's bullshit.
That's rubbish.
So it's lower. He's a league appearance. Just don't forget that. So he's only on 25.
This is a shambles.
Moving on to question 4.
By question 4.
Manchester United legend Chris Turner.
He played about.
What we want to know is, did he have more or less appearances for Manchester United than Jesper Blomqvist? 25.
Higher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was higher.
64. Because we interviewed him. He was very nice.
Moving on. Quinton Fortune. Oh. But what the people want to know is
lower.
Is it higher or lower than Quinton
Higher.
It was higher. 76 caps for Manchester United.
3 out of 5.
Question Peter 6.
Peter Davenport. Peter Davenport.
Legend. But did he have more or less appearances than Quinton Fortune?
Right. He was. Do you know? Well, quick. Pause on this. He wasn't great, obviously, but he was better than he could have been if in a better team. Coggy, you agree?
I just felt, and Gary Birtle's the same as well. I just felt, and Brazil actually said this. I think playing for United was just too big for them, you know. And their classic example of players just not being able to cope with the pressure that, you know, even back then, playing for United meant.
Well, when I interviewed Birtles, and that was lovely, and I get a buzz out of interviewing anyone who's played for United, but it when they're open and honest and don't do the glib shit, current player shite.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, which is in his book, that he nearly drove a car into a wall. He just couldn't handle it, you know, and he was better than he was, and it wasn't the fans getting on his back because we were willing him to score. It was just too hard. You know, but anyway, sorry, higher. I'm going
higher or lower than Quinton Fortune's 76 caps.
Higher,
lower.
It was 92 appearances for Manchester United. Oh. It was higher than Quinton Fortune.
Do you know something? I'd like to tell everybody what a great kit that Peter Davenport's wearing, but of course, it's wasted.
I'm sure people have seen him play who can imagine what kit he's in.
Much higher. I'm preempting you now, Nick. Sorry.
Question 7, David May. But what the crowd want to know is that higher or lower than Peter Davenport's 92?
Lower. Yeah, have they ever played for us?
It was lower. Well done. Oh, it was only 85 that. Appearances for David May. It was lower than Peter Davenport. Am I correct? Question 8, though.
What a player. What a player.
So cultured.
Is that high?
Nick, can I just say, are you trying to get a little catchphrase in here? Is that what you're trying to do here? What the crowd wants to know? Is that what you're trying to do?
We haven't got a crowd, Nick.
Barney,
accept our fate. If we had a crowd, we wouldn't be begging for sales, but broken while you're eating your posh food.
Barney, how long was Muren with us? He was only for 2 or 3 seasons, wasn't he?
82 to 84. But he played pretty much every game.
Did he? I'm going to go lower.
Higher or lower than David May's 85 caps?
Higher, because he played every game.
It was lower. It's only 70 appearances for Manchester United.
I'm upset over that one. Sorry.
So, moving on to the next one.
I'm apologising too. But...
Question 9. Diego Forlan. But what the crowd want to know is that higher or lower than Arnold Muren's 70 caps?
Lower. Stop calling them caps.
I'm gonna go higher.
I'm gonna go higher.
Only 63, but he does have a lovely braids in his hair, just for the people who obviously can't see it. 63 appearances for Diego Forlan, lower.
And he was a bit better less. Taking his shirt off when he scored was a bit better less, but he was a better player when he left after he left, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Question 10. Mason Greenwood had to throw one in there for the current squad. Is that higher or lower than Diego Forlan's 63 caps?
Higher. Much.
Is this just league only?
Who knows?
I'm going to go lower if it's just league only.
Who knows anymore? I can't remember. I did this quiz in a rush. It was 76 caps. He's also pictured there with his laughing gas.
No, you've got that wrong, mate. You've mixed everything up here. It's
shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Barney, I hope your quiz is better.
It's not, but suddenly my quiz is infinitely better, and I didn't think I'd be saying that. Sad thing is, Nick was reassuringly trying to stick with his one day I won't be an estate agent, I'll definitely be doing this as a living somewhere on like QVT or something channel on
the
high 700.
And
then the other, he says, I did it in a rush. Oh my god,
I tell you,
I've got a full-time job at the moment.
And Nathan's trying to get out of this quiz because his head is going lower and lower.
I've got one final question, so I wanted to see where everyone was on.
Can I just say that Bruce Forsyth today would do a better job than you?
His guests never heckled him, though, did they, Kirby? That's why. Well,
apropos of nothing, I loved Cagney and Lacey growing up. What was your favourite 1970s or 1980s show, Coggy?
1970s
and 1980s? Or growing up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like there was a bit adult for you, because I used to watch it when I was about 10 or 11. Yeah. So boring. That's but that is even better a comment than Nick's quiz there. So.
It wasn't Cagney and Lacey, I'll tell you that now. I wouldn't have a clue. I don't know if I watched television back then.
Did they have television back then?
Well, other people did, but I mean, I don't think my family did.
I don't want to keep putting United down. By the way, the one negative. I've enjoyed the last week, and the Arsenal and the Palace was a much needed win. So I hope by the time we're pissed up over Brighton doing this, that we're better. I'm going to do my quiz quickly. So get a pen and paper. Locked at the floor, people in disgust.
Apparently, Nick's not finished. Is
Nick? Oh, I have a tiebreaker though. People might be on the same score, so I came prepared.
Well, how many people got? Surely you need to figure it out first.
I got five.
I got five. Here we go.
I've got tiebreaker.
Bless, I've got seven. There is no tiebreaker. I've got seven.
We don't need the tiebreaker.
I've got seven.
We're saved from the tiebreaker.
He's doing it anyway.
Is he?
We're doing the tiebreaker. So,
what was the music then, Nick? Oh,
that was play Catch Right. It's copyrighted, Nick Barlow.
I will say, R.I.P. Was it Steve Brunsky? What a song that was. Small Town Boy. He died yesterday. Right, go on then.
So the tiebreaker question, since you're both on five, Alexis Sanchez only scored five goals for Man United. So how much did he cost
five.
Per goal? Write your answers down.
Write them down. So, Nick, if you know.
Are you including salary on this?
It's wages.
8 million.
So it's his wages, yeah. Is this just league goals or don't you know?
No, I know this is total goals this one.
This is total. Okay.
This is total goals.
I really hope someone emails in going, everyone was wrong. And he scored 12 goals.
Yeah.
Go on, Nate, what are you going for?
Eight million.
I'll go £8,001,000.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You dirty bastard.
£1 under 8 million.
I'm getting a beer.
Do you know what really, really, really annoyed me about that? I really thought Nathan was going to go. I'm going to go for 8.1 million, which would have been the correct answer, but he still got there anyway. So, Nathan,
yes.
It's 8.1 million per goal.
Right. Well done, Nick.
It was actually 8.1.
8.1 million, yeah.
That's pretty good, man, in that you actually were quite close.
Because I knew we gave him 42 million and we had to buy him out of the last 8 million.
Oh, so you actually did use maths. Okay, all right.
Yeah, Nick, I'd like to say well done on that, but I can't.
Right, so total your...
I said it didn't take me long. It took me a week.
It took a week. And that's you rushed.
Was that good, though? I thought that was all right.
Yeah. I think it was all right. It was better than I was expecting.
Well, Nathan's never going to slag you up.
No, the concept was good. The application was pretty shocking.
Do I get an extra point?
Nathan will never slag you up.
Players, though. I mean, you know, we had Arnold Lewin, Peter Davenport.
You did well then.
I wasn't a fan.
You did well.
And you did a slide. For anyone who does slides, we're not at school. I don't ever want to see a slide again, ever, in my life. Professor Witty, Nick Barlow. My teachers at school, fuck off slides. That's next a hate. Question. Right. So add your total up from that, and then
do I get an extra point for the? Do I get an extra point for the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
All right.
It's 11 now. Now these lot will know this because when we were in Zoom hell last year, the person who won or was really shit had to do a quiz, and finally about month three, everyone had done it, so I did it. I've taken out the really rude questions. For the likes of the reasonable, decent.
I need a pen. Can you vamp for a minute while I find a pen?
Yeah. And, but I will say there's a couple of people I'm going to thank. Debbie for her ongoing support to the mag from years and years, knowing mum. And she's She does. She's part of the NHS. Fantastic work. And she loves the podcast for the bollocks we spout. And then there's a lad, Patrick, who came up. And, mate, you know, lads who've been travelling over for Ireland, some of them have done one game, some of them have done three games. And he said, keep what you're doing. We love it. And it's just like little moments like that. We do try our best. We are so ragtag, as you can tell. And I'm going to go to Shane. And Coggy's got a few words that I've got later, but I'm waiting. Go on, Coggy, you say something for a minute while we wait for Nick.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you know, lads, I'm probably the most cultured amongst us. I think that's been proven over the years. But I went to I went to the Nutcracker Ballet last night, and it is superb. It really is. Tchaikovsky, of course. It's fucking hell. It don't half put us men to shame. These ballet dancers, the way they pack the tights. Honestly, but
this is question 10, and that is not prompted. Me and Coggy couldn't have fucking, if we were on the fucking this morning, couldn't have done that little link better. Is that what they call it? Right, so you ready, Nick? Come on, I want to quiz. Right, 10 questions. So you'd have got 11 possible answers for Nick's. 10 here, 21. No one really cares how we do, but tell us anyway. Right, question one. You remember all these. I've done them before, so you are going to know them. During World War II, what were the Oscars made of? So, write it down. Dun, 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 dun. Give it 10 seconds. And the answer is wood.
Wood.
What colour is lobster blood? Blue.
Yes, got one.
What is Scooby-Doo's full name?
Scooby.
Scoobert. Scoob.
Is it not Scooby?
No, it's Scoobert. In what sport is the most damage done to the anus stroke rectum? What official sport is the most damage done, recognised by doctors, to the anus or the rectum?
I like that you said official sport.
Friday night sport, Barney. But I like
you can any of you remember the answer from a year
is it
ago?
Rowing or something like that.
It's water skiing, not bad. In what? And now you'll all remember this. In Washington DC, the Slovakian and Slovenian embassies meet once a month to exchange what? It is. I hope people pause.
Letters or something.
It's the wrongly addressed mail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. I put pleasantries, which I'm sure they do as well.
I'm sure they do that. Fine.
How many countries does China border?
I remember you saying this one.
It is.
Six.
14.
14.
14. Johnny Depp got a tattoo that read Winona Forever when he dated actress Winona Ryder. What does it now say after surgery? In honour of us Biscans of the Universe Unite, it says Wino Forever.
Wine Forever.
Wino. Electrophobia is the fear of what? So that was a shit impression.
Do it again.
Chickens.
Do it again.
Chickens.
Before Netflix became Netflix, what was it going to be called before it went live?
I definitely think my quiz was better, by the way.
Give your head.
I'm on zero. So
it's called Kibble. Right, and the last one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The longest penis when erected is listed in the record books as how many inches? If only. It's 13.5. Right. Now, that was bad. Sorry, people. Sorry. That's how bad Zoom got me last year. It was fucking diabolical. It nearly destroyed
just like
me.
Just mine off. I had a theme
please
tune.
Don't do it again. I did until I remembered how bad mine was. Right. So I'm going to go first to Shane because he can't be with us because he's been quite rude by doing something tonight. So I've asked Shane what his moments of the year are, and I'm going to go to everyone. And he said, hang on, did he put it in the group?
He did.
Yeah.
Right. I thought he'd done it. Right. So he's put the best of United moment for him was walking into his seat for the Leeds game, seeing Old Trafford and Volk in block in his block for the first time in 18 months, albeit sad, those no longer with us, to the regiment, to everyone we're thinking of, Wardy, everyone. Die. I don't mean to get Coggy going.
I'm just going to get a beer.
Yeah, he's going to get a beer. And then West Ham, the late winner, and then the penalty save was also great for the moment. It was classic United. The worst of the year was the pick from Liverpool, City or Watford. The last of probably icing on the players down in tall shithousery cake. Don't get me started on Watford again. Best non-United moment was for him, Connor, buying him a pint for the first time because he could legally, albeit was in a pub before the Newcastle game. Hate of the year is the word variant, but Eamon Holmes gives it a good run for the money. For what it's worth, my friends of the year. Cheers for that, Shane. And then Coggy has put my moment of the year is what I said about the support after Di had passed, but I'm too emotional to say it, so I'll let you do it. And he'd just like to say thanks for the support. And we send his love because it's going to be difficult for Coggy, but we love him. And I'm going to give him a big thumbs up that he can go back now. But United, as I keep saying, is community. It's a bond. It's something we share. And I'm appreciating however much I'm looking forward to my Christmas and this wind-up, that there are a lot of people who find it tough, who will have it tough. So, and we think about the people we've lost, my mum, everyone. So please support Manchester Mind as well, because they do things, great things for people with us. And I'm going to thumbs up Coggy. Right, Nathan, go on, hit us with yours, mate.
Best moment, I think, again, it was the Leeds game, wasn't it? It was just getting back there, just like, obviously the game was good, but it was so much more than that, wasn't it? It was a nice day. It was just it was the first time we could see each other again properly, and it was just every single person that I'd seen that I'd not seen for however long selling mags. It was amazing. So like the game itself, you know, that was brilliant, but it was just the actual point of being there was brilliant. So it has to be that, doesn't it? Because that's what we were looking forward to for 18 months or a year or however long it was. That was the main thing, wasn't it? So.
And what's the worst?
Well, you don't really, you know, it's probably football-wise, obviously, I'd still go for the City game, but I just think at the moment we shouldn't linger on the worst bit, should we? We should just be looking at what's been good and make the most of them, you know.
No, and I will say, like, Coggy has kindly written something for the next mag, because we talked about when I said, you know, I know we're going over old ground and we'd be back and I wouldn't do it like I have. And it's really, you can tell, I think it's not false, you know, fan cam shy games and Watford still, and the European Super League, I have a real anger about that and a sadness about it. That my thing for the Glazers, usually, you know, it plateaus and it's always there and it doesn't go away. And I feel so angry. But I wanted to be that we won't do it again. You know, we won't. And almost like listening when I wasn't there at Newcastle, listening to how excited you were and the could we win the league. But I just wanted to be taken away on that thing. And I do feel really sad for Ollie. I think about Ollie a lot. You know, like, I just feel decent, man, broken by the club. Club's still fucking shit houses. I want it to be a new era for Ralphie, but I don't trust any of the people above him. I hope that this is it. But there's just that. And Coggy's sort of like, put it into perspective. And don't get me wrong, like, that seeing so many kids at recent games with their dads, the Albert is showing me another side to United that I want to cling on to. I don't want to be this miserable fucker, you know, affected by results. So I just want to, like, I'm not going tomorrow because I've got Albert and we're so looking forward to the game and that brings me joy. And, like, so by the next mag where you read Coggy's piece. Right, so Nick,
best. Can I just ask?
You go.
No. Oh, well, I was just going to say, do you think of Ole or Lee Grant more? Because obviously that was a thing at one point, wasn't it? You think about Lee Grant more.
But I have a thought, but I mean, Lee Grant is hit. Now it's replaced by Tom Heaton, and we got to see Tom Heaton. How to break a man? Poor, sorry, Tom Heaton. But he's clapping at the crowd. He's obviously so excited. But I'm thinking, Jesus.
Do you want me to do my golden?
Best goal.
I rewatched quite a few of them from this season. I'm going off this season because I think the ones from the end of last season don't count because we weren't there, were they? But I'm going to go. I know that I've, you know, had issues about other things, but I'm going for Ronaldo's second against Newcastle because it was when we broke through, it was a great goal. It was great. Again, we were on that high, weren't we? That Newcastle game was brilliant. And one, yes, I missed Ronaldo's first goal because I'd already gone for a beer. But the second one was great. We broke through and that was a good moment. So I'm saying that's my favourite for this year.
I really enjoyed the West Ham end because I was ballooning. Just that joy of United, like Nick's 96th minute against Brighton. Not going to do that, but you're going to fucking have a penalty save. But then I got angry. De Gea, why didn't you do this in the Europa League? Let it go, Barney. Calm. But I tell you what, like, what is Fred? Where is Fred? Fred is Lieutenant Dang, saving people and getting them shot at the same time. I really enjoyed his goal because I thought, fair fucks, he takes so much stick and he's one of those players who just keeps at it. So I love seeing his celebration back home, thinking if any player deserves the ground to be, you know, he'll pass the ball to someone else. It'll be a mistake, Nick. But fair fucks, Fred. Right, Nick? Well, lots of... Oh, sorry, Nathan. If you don't have a hate of the week, you're not going to have a hate of the year, are you?
Not really. Just the usual. No, but like, you know, I don't want to, like I said before, I don't want to go all Gary Neville on it. I don't want to be predictable about the world.
If John Lennon was still alive, you'd be in a tent with him smoking fucking good shit.
Although, I watched a lot of that, you know, the Get Back documentary last weekend. I need to finish the last episode. And it's really good, but Yoko Ono was a bit weird, didn't she?
I've got friends who still won't listen to the Beatles because they're Scousers.
Well, that's my dad. My dad doesn't.
Which is like taking the I won't drink Carlsberg ever to the degree. You know. So, right, Nick, lots of things to cover. Best United, worst United, hates, everything. Go on, goals.
So I think the categories was goal of the year, United best, United worst, your moment of the year that wasn't United, and your hate of the year.
Oh, I did. Sorry, I had a moment of United that wasn't United. I did have one. I wrote one down.
Go on.
Being Nick's best man.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you're not going to like my hate of the year then.
Get that in there first before we, you know. But yeah, obviously that was the best bit. Obviously,
that's lovely. So, what a nice man.
Carry on, crack on.
My goal of the year is torn really because I wasn't there for one of them and it upset me a little bit because I did apply, but obviously we had the reduced game against Fulham. So I was torn, obviously, for the Cavani chip because I just think it's so audacious and the way that it was taken and the attitude towards it is quintessentially Man United. And I love things like that. You know, if people have got that swagger and that audacity, as we all do, don't we? You know, if Cantona had done that, they'd be playing it forever, wouldn't they? You know, that chip against Fulham was just utterly wonderful. But I agree with Nathan, though. My goal of the year is not necessarily the best goal of the year. It was Ronaldo's second against Newcastle because that whole day, as me and Nathan, you know, we were sat selling before, just before we started selling, we were chatting out of the pine. And we were so confident, you know, I was so confident that we were going to win the league, we were going to win the Champions League. They might as well have just given it us now because we'd signed Ronaldo. That second goal, when it went in, because we went behind, and for him to score it again so quickly, to just grab the game by the scruff of the neck, people say that he can't run anymore, he's this, he's that. And, you know, he was just the opposite of that. And for that, yeah, it was shit goalkeeping or whatever, it doesn't matter. It went in, and that's all that matters. And the goon that we had after that goal is the goal I celebrated the most, I think, this season. Probably up there with Lingard's winner at West Ham, which is very close. My United best, I'd say, this season, I would definitely say stealing Ronaldo from City, without a doubt, because I love that, because one of the managers at work, who's a huge, huge, huge blue, who goes home and away everywhere, did the sue in the middle of the office when he thought he was going there, only 24 hours later to redact that very, very quickly. But it was a toss-up between that and Ole getting the semi-final bug off his back. You know, I thought the win against Roma was brilliant. And if we were there for that home leg being 2-1 down at half-time and to turn it back, and I think we scored 5 in the second half, you know, if we'd have been there for that game, my word, Old Trafford would have been absolutely rocking that night. I think it really would have been in full support for him. So I think that definitely would be up there with one of the other moments. In terms of United worst, there's been so many low moments this season, this calendar year. But the worst moment for me was definitely the Europa League final, without a doubt. You know, you look at Nathan, I didn't even say bye to him when we left the pub, you know, did I? I got my stuff and I walked home and I just remember thinking, this is one of the worst feelings I've ever had after United. You know how full I was on the Ole bandwagon. And to have that ripped away from me that night, and then we went on for a drink, didn't we, on the Sunday, and we were chatting about it. And that was the lowest I think I've ever felt in recent times, post-Fergie, certainly, about United. It really, really got me, that Europa League defeat. And I know, you know, it probably shouldn't have got me as much as what it did, but it did. You know, I was gutted that we weren't there, because obviously we would have gone, and that was really, really bad. But then with that, I'd probably say Ole getting sacked, you know, because, I mean, the two are very much linked, aren't they? You know, after that final, it was kind of a bit of a slippery slope. You get a good transfer window, getting 3 world-class players in. And then from there, it's kind of, you think, yeah, you're going to kick on, and it didn't, and the down tools on him. And him leaving, and him and me not getting to look at him every single week in the dugout is utterly heartbreaking. It really is. But to be there for the last moment against Watford was good. We knew he was getting sacked. When that fourth goal went in, you and me looked at each other, didn't we? And we were just like, he can't see this out. That was definitely there. I've got 2 moments of the year. One you'll like, one you won't. Moment of the year is probably getting married, I would say. I think that's got to be number one. It was a great day.
He's only added this because I've said about being best man. We know what the other one's going to be.
I've got written down on my phone. was definitely getting married, without a doubt. We had a great day.
Thank God you said that.
But very closely behind it was definitely the Super Bowl win for the Buccaneers this year. That was absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to get that. I'm going to move on quickly from that one, because that was great. Because I'd have spent all the money in the world to get there for that. But no, it was 25 grand a ticket and COVID test coming out your eyeballs.
Hate of the year, come on.
My hate of the year, without a doubt, for 2 reasons, is Nathan Ashmore this year. And the first reason being when he made me parade me through the middle of Belfast and through the middle of some of the very questionable areas of Belfast, just dressed as Madonna, and having 1,500 people at a game of football pointing and laughing at me and wolf whistling and asking me.
Seemed smiling in every photo I saw.
And then for the second reason, Nathan Ashmore is my hate of the year is, I say the hate of the year, probably do like him for this comment really in a way, is when he told me that it wasn't going to work out football-wise with Ronaldo. And I just thought, this guy here knows nothing about football. Why am I friends with him? And it has worked out. And that's all.
Are we worse this year than we were last year? That's all I'm going to say.
Well, he's bagging goals.
Carry on. Are we worse this year?
In the pub, discussing this. Go down that rabbit hole.
Carry on. Carry on.
Right, I'm going to go. You done, Nick?
Yeah, I'm done, yeah.
I'm going to go. First of all, thanks to everyone, all of you lot, Ben, Shane, for appearing on this in your spare time when you don't have to do it. Sometimes we do it at a regular fucking night when no one's feeling it, but we have to. Every contributor, Nick and Nathan especially, for it's hard to describe. But it's also wonderful when you see people like Jeff, who's no longer with us, seeing him for Leeds, knowing he was really poorly, but he'd made all the effort in the world to get to Leeds. So it's still a wonderful thing to produce this fanzine, and we've always got content. So I thank you. My best and worst moment were in Watford. I say the warm-up, I cannot let it go. It's in my head, seeing it, because Nick arrived, and I'd said, Albert, we're going to win. And what's the warm-up? And I said, we're going to lose. So, like, just seeing him. And then the third goal went in, Albert starts crying, and then he's saying United at the same time, singing United. And it's hard to explain. Like, I'll always take that, you know. The 4-1 It's that moment. And the hate of the year is Tampa. No. But that set the tone from that moment. I hate the Glazers. And I can't let the itch of the Super League go. And that's probably my fault. But I hate them. They tried to destroy. They have no thought, no care for the traditions of United. They tried to break it. Now, the league is fucking poisoned in itself. But they lied, Woodward, I'm not involved. But you've been talking about it for 3 years. You're staying on. If you were nothing to do with it, you'd have resigned in protest. I cannot let the itch go. I cannot. And that's my hate of the year. Mm-hmm. Let them go. Be gone with them. However, you know. Anyway, we want to be upbeat because it's Christmas. So last plug, please. I'm walking 25K next Wednesday. I did 12K yesterday as a tester and I was absolutely fucked today. So if you're only just going to debate for the fun part of seeing a broken man next Wednesday, please do. Right, Coggy, sorry, mate.
It's okay. Yeah, I mean, ironically, a lot of it's very similar to what you guys have already said, apart from the Nick and Nathan loving, of course.
Loving, hating.
Yeah, my favourite goal, well, there's two, but the first one is Cavani's. I know it was dismissed by Nick because he wasn't there, but I just thought it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, I was there, and I just thought it was absolutely superb. Based on everything that Nick said, it was just so arrogant and superb. Absolutely loved it. But the other one was the first Ronaldo goal, not because it was any good, but the fact that after all the hype and the criticism from outside, that he scored a goal like that. And the Old Trafford was just bouncing at that stage. So, I mean, that stands out. My moment of the year, my good and bad, actually tie around the same thing. And I'm with you, Barney, on the Super League. That's the worst thing to happen. Not just for United, but for football. I think, you know, you talk about, obviously, what it means for you and Barney, and there's others, Ben with his kids and Steve with his kids, and many, many United fans and their kids and football fans of other clubs. And those six bastards that run those clubs try to take it away from everybody. And I'm with you, you know, it's soured my love of football, full stop, let alone United. It's absolutely disgusting. But on the flip side, the Liverpool game, and the protest, I actually felt at that day that we could actually do something about getting the Glazers out. And I know it's fizzled away, and it's fizzled away by the Fulham game, ironically, really. But that moment, you know, not about getting the game cancelled, I mean, that was just a byproduct, but the amount of fans who turned up from all over the country in unison, generally peaceful, you know, it was absolutely superb. And that gave me a lot of hope. That we could one day get rid of the Glazers. So, you know, those two things interlinked as the good and the bad. My hate of the year is Dominic Cummings. How on earth did he, on that select committee, try to make out he was the hero after what he did last year? He's just totally beyond me. And Boris can be thrown into this as well. These are people who I actually, and I don't say this often, despise. I absolutely despise these people for what the way they manoeuvre things and just have no respect for the general public. But Dominic Cummings, he's well up there. But on a positive note, Barney, I just want to thank you for what you've done. You're a self-effacing guy. You don't take a lot of credit, mainly because you don't deserve a lot. But I just want to thank you for the Red News community. You know, it's the people who buy the mag, the, you know, the people who listen to this, the people who I've met through Red News with United. And it's all down to you and obviously your mum before you, mate. So, you know, I just want to thank you for everything that you do.
Well, to the regiment, I mean, there might be a few people listening to this Christmas Eve, so that always gets me. It's my favourite day of the year, but also, like, at night, thinking of the people, Wardy, all mates, yeah. Rob. No longer with us, Langy, Jeff, so many died. Don't mean to upset you. I will, there's another thing, like the Ollie hatred got to me a little bit, seeing E-Reds, you know, never. And it doesn't have to be that you didn't have to see him as a player, but like there's justifiable criticism and then just the bile, the actual, you know, dickheads fucking wishing him ill, that appalled me. But I'm not of this world, you know. I am a dinosaur, but fucking this is what the podcast is for, is a certain section of the culture that still wants to fucking fight and believe in, you know, what we were and what...
Can I just jump in on a slight tangent? It's just, I don't think we mentioned it, did we? But over the last couple of weeks, I've, through my day job, have covered, there was a film made about Brian Robson that I went to the premiere, not to brag, but through work, like I went to the premiere last week or the week before. And then that was honestly surreal. Like I was in the same room with like Fergie and obviously Robson, and like there were so many people there. And then, but then this week there was like a little screening that they were doing, and I got Nick a ticket for as well. And one, the first thing, Robson, really nice guy. Like he spoke to him like quite a while. Seems like a really nice guy. The film's good, like, and it's one of them, like, watching that to me, like, because it made me appreciate how good he was. Like it's easy my dad, it was his favorite player. Like everyone of that generation, he was the best, wasn't he? Like, you know, and I feel like, and I'll admit, I'm not the most like knowledgeable in terms of like football. Nick knows everything about everyone, but like,
well, judging by his quiz.
Well, no. But I think watching that, it generally did make me appreciate. But the thing that got me was that meeting him those few times, you would not know as a person that's who he was and how big he was. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But also, that's great on him, but it makes me sad that we get the former. And Robbo was box to box, incredible. Yeah. Like, carrying all the injury that the modern world wouldn't have. And also,
well, there was one bit in that where, like, he got injured in, like, was it 3 World Cups? And, like, there's a clip with Lineker, and Lineker basically says, if he'd have stayed fit in one of them World Cups, we would have won the World Cup. Like, he genuinely believed that. But going back to what we're saying about the charity thing, I don't know. Do you want me to mention that or?
Yeah, go on.
So when we did the there was a screening this week. I got a poster for the film. I got it signed by him, so we're gonna give that as a auction thing as well. So.
Yeah, that's going to go up Wednesday for the while I puff and puff and moan about it. But Robbo, I mean, me and Coggy have said, like Barcelona, more than just. I can remember, when we won 5-1 against, was it Southampton, when there were doubts about Fergie again, and he'd just lift the team, and it is such a shame. And I think I've meant two things, not Robbo or Keane, just be blessed that we saw fucking both within an imminent spell of each other. Yeah. And if medicine, and a few of the players keep saying it to Red News when we interview, if only the medical technology was available, if only, we'd all say that for life, wouldn't we? Yeah. But they would have, Robbo wouldn't have, you know, he'd have had 150 more games, he'd have had the World Cups. But he was just, his industry, fuck me. Yeah. I'd have 10% Robbo in our side now.
I mean, you know, as most people may recall, he broke his leg as a teenager 3 times at West Brom, you know.
It was in a year.
And just shows what a strong character is. But can I just throw in as well, if Remy Moser had stayed fit as well, I think we won the league long before we did, because that partnership in midfield, and obviously got Muren in as well, they were absolutely superb.
But that's what baffled, you know, that midfield was, I maintain, is as good as any of us have seen at United. Yeah. And you know, if Coppa had been fit, I know what if, but it was interesting, as I said before, Chris Turner saying that Robbo wanted Don House, of Robbo's influence for Atkinson's final years. If you bring in an actual, it's a bit relevant to today. If you actually bring in someone who knows, like Ollie, if he'd have bought in, not that it would ever, you know, but if you bring in someone who knows what they're doing, so we've now got someone who knows what they're doing. I just hope. I think hope is what United is all about, not being miserable. Yeah. Get the 7 or 9 points this week, build on it. Yeah. Go unbeaten through December. Scabby Reds to Russia. Scabby Reds, we're going to scab.
Yeah. I did say at the start of the season, we have more chance of winning the Champions League than we do the Premier League.
You did, I remember that.
I want to tell you a story about when I was young, following United. Totally off track this. When I started going to all United away games, was about 13 and 14. And I used to go with two lads who my older brothers knew. They were like 19 and 20. Paul, I still go to the games with. And when we did away games, we'd call it service station. And it wasn't like the service station you get now with all the franchises. It was like a school canteen where, you know, you cheap chai, four mica tables and chairs, and you queued up and the glass cabinets, and you took whatever you wanted. Then you got to the hot food and ordered it, then your drinks and everything. Well, I couldn't afford this. So as we're queuing up, I just take things and eat them as we're going along, like a sausage roll or a pork pie or sandwich or something. Get to the end, my two mates who are older and richer than me would order hot breakfast, and I'd order just a cup of tea or something. Anyway, we're at this one away game, and the only thing I could see that's worth having is a scone or a scone, right, with a jam and a butter on and cream on the plate. So I just took the scone, and I start eating this as we're queuing along. Well, has anybody ever tried eating a dry scone? So I'm eating it, and it's become claggy in my mouth and everything, and I can't swallow it. And of course, we're getting closer and closer to the end. So in the end, I pushed it all down, and I'm trying to eat it. I was 15 at the time. And then we're getting closer to where the staff are. So then I just swallowed it. And then I start choking. So I'm choking. Paul and my mate Ali are going, what the fucking hell's going on here? So the manager comes out from behind the thing, really worried. Anyway, they sit me down and get me a glass of water. He said, yeah, okay. I said, yeah, I don't know what happened then. He said, well, what was you queuing up for? And I said, oh, a cup of tea and a breakfast. I'll get it for you. Don't worry, you won't have to pay. So anyway, my tip is, no, don't try and eat a scone. It's dry.
But I will. If this is, Cuggy, if this is confessionals 40 years on, I'm sure the Red Army did far, far.
Oh, yeah. And in fairness, so did I, to be honest. But my two older brothers were into Northern Souls. So we're talking about mid-80s here, the mid-70s. So, by default, a lot of people thought that I knew something about Northern Soul. I knew fuck all, really. But I'd hear my brothers talking and pick up names. So to help finance going to United games, I'd skip school, which was in the Midlands. I'd jibber train up to Manchester, and I'd go into all these record shops and the stalls and buy cheap records, Northern Soul records, for 20p, 30p. Go back down home, and then either on the kids on the estate or my classmates, I tell them the rare Northern Soul records, which they probably were because they were fucking awful, really. But and I'd sell them at £2 and £3. You know, they cost me 20p or 30p. And I did that for 2 years, and it financed my United home and away.
We should get Coggy pissed more often on this. I worked, that Den Haag, I mentioned it at the time, still, when I think you'd gone to bed, and it was me and old Paul, and then their hooligans are waiting in like a back street alley outside this bar, and they go, you want to fight now? And we went, no. And they were like, oh, like Queensbury Wolves. Okay, then. fucking A, thank fuck for that, and B, what has just happened? These bald-headed fucking big things. Do you want to fight? No. Yeah. Okay, then. See ya. Have a nice night. Right, we better end this. Happy Christmas, everyone. We're going to do one more Brighton, but this might, it's a long one. So it's massively appreciated. And it's kept me sane in a fucking bonkers world, isn't it? So keep the faith. And if you're feeling down, message us, whatever. I've got no answers, but no, I don't think anyone has. So just keep your head above water if you can, please, people. And have a nice Christmas if you can. And Nathan, Nick, Coggy, end it, mate.
One of the things while you were talking then is I'd like to add as my moment of the year, which I totally spaced then until Coggy started talking about the protest. My moment of the year, when I take everything back, ignore getting married and ignore all that now, was the moment where it was pissing it down at the protest and we're sat in Coggy's car, and all of a sudden he just whips out the wafer rolls, and they changed my life that day. And you know what, people have those moments where they convert to religion. That's what that moment felt like for me. You know, I was baptised and I was reborn again.
Well, I feel it's like bizarre wafer cult, because you both keep posting fucking photos all the time.
It's very important that you try these wafer rolls. Yeah. It's very important.
Which incidentally are called Chloe's, aren't they?
They are called Chloe's wafer rolls, yeah.
Yeah.
So for everyone else who don't know, these are some...
the concepts.
I think that you can buy from Costco and they are very nice. I'm going to add another highlight is we went to Leek, didn't we? That was a big highlight. Like we did that little weekend away. That was good because that was one of the first times that we all properly got together, wasn't it? So,
and I will say to ever we were in there that we got the pub. It was brilliant. And the couple walked in. It was the first weekend of regulations over. Nobody knew what was going on. Could you have a pork pie? Could you have a scotch egg? And they came in. We've got the bar. We've got all the drinks. And they stand at the bar. There's obviously no one behind the bar because we are the bar. And they look like, can we get a drink? And me and Wazza were going, come on, just let them join us. And whoever the miserable fucker, probably Steve, went, no, no. And I've got both two. They just wanted to have a... It's probably for their best if they'd have stayed with us. It would be like some fucking film on Netflix. What happened next to that couple? They end up on the hills roaming. But they came in for a drink, and me and Wazza said, give them a drink, give them a drink. And whoever it was said, no. So you haven't got the fucking spirit. Right, anything else before we go? And we thank Kieran for doing the sound. Glory, glory, Man United. Shall we end it?
Just one quick point is just want to say thanks to Nathan for getting us a ticket to that Robbo premiere, because it was weird. There's about 17 of us that were there on Tuesday just gone. And I got there a little bit early. It was very odd, but I got there. I say early, got there about 15 minutes early. There was nobody there, apart from Robson himself, and he sat there at a bar eating a panini, and I just came in and sat in the room, and it's just me and him, and I'm looking at him eating a panini, and he's looking at me thinking, "Who the fucking hell are you?" And I'm just like looking at him, and I text you, and I text my mum, and I was just like, "I'm just sat watching Brian Robson eating a panini. This is so weird, but it's so great at the same time."
In America, they call that stalking, but as say,
it's not stalking.
I've got Eric's on the guest list watching him eat a sarmi. It's fucking brilliant. Right, on that note, cheers, everyone, and thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Glory, Man United, and up Red
Cheers.